I just forgot to turn the audio back on, but here we are. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Our show doesn't have a name, but the episode is Love is in the Air. I'm Alexander Andrews, and joining me
is me, Matt Gerber.
It is him.
Yeah.
What a revelation. I bet people haven't heard your voice in a whole week.
Maybe.
I heard you went on a silence march. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Okay. Well, you know, word gets around. You can try and hide it, but word gets around.
Thanks for everyone joining us back this week. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We got a change up. Alex is on the board this week.
I'm on the board. I'm going to try some fancy sound effects. I got some sound effects generator. Look at that. What a noise that soundboard is. And I'm also going to try some fancy leveling techniques that you learn in radio school.
Only the best for our audience. We truly do have the best.
The best.
Most devoted listeners
out All right. there.
Once again, if you have a name for our show,
yeah,
let us know. Thinking about doing a little former ECE as a name, because we're both
yeah, that is true. We used to,
it's sort of lame, I guess, but
yeah, but it needs to be punny. It needs to be punny.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah. Well, because like, all right, if you're just like, oh, former ECE, people are like.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Okay.
It's all right. Well, be cool.
All right, so name's still in progress here.
Yeah.
WJRH.
My own Ox One. But why don't we get into it?
Yeah.
And then, so this first song, I'm going to play a song called The Corners Dilemma by Free Throw. It does have two curse words in it, so I'm going to be...
Two curse words, Alex.
Well, it's the same curse word, but at 40 seconds and a minute and 9 seconds, so I will be doing my best to bleep those out at like a rapid pace, so do not worry, your ears will be saved by me.
What song is this?
It's called The Corners Dilemma by Free Throw.
All right, okay. No clean version on Spotify, so we're doing some DIY cleaning of the songs.
I'm pretty sure it was released this month, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's also probably
February 5th, 2019.
Yeah, the most rage-filled song we'll play tonight.
Oh, have you listened to my song?
No, I haven't. I don't have any
rage-filled songs.
Yeah, the rest of my songs are pretty chill, but this song includes some screaming. So.
Oh, all right. We're starting off with a banger.
I'm going to click play on it, and let's take it away.
Thank you. wasted my whole life.
Well, what do you think, Matt Gerber? Was it a little ragey for you?
I mean, I don't know. I think it was good.
You thought it was good?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. Yeah. You have anything else to say?
It was a good song.
It was a good song?
Yeah.
You know, it's good to feel like we went all the way up, and now throughout the rest of the night, we're going to coast down.
Coast down.
Coast down. Keep it chill.
Wednesday night. Thank you for joining here. Join us, everyone.
If you're listening.
Some quick shout-outs. Shout out to my girlfriend, Leah, for tuning in. I know she's listening. And shout out to my friend, Alex. Not you, Alex.
Oh, this other one.
Other Alex.
Yeah.
Of course, to her, your other Alex. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess you guys can decide who is the true other Alex. But, yeah, she's listening. Shout out to you guys
for tuning in. Auntie shout out to Matt Curry. He said he was going to listen.
Oh,
at least
shout
in the beginning.
To Matt Curry?
No, Auntie shout out.
Oh,
because he was going to listen.
And then he's
and then listening. now he's going to play some beer pong. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then he can't hear this anyways, I guess. So.
Well, yeah. So, but you know, it's still to let everyone who might be listening. Matt Curry, he says he's a good friend, but he's not.
Well, well, maybe we'll get him next week.
Maybe.
Any other quick shout outs you want to do?
Shout out to how bad the weather is.
Yeah, shout out you, bad weather. I almost slipped real bad coming here.
Yeah. It was nice out earlier. Like,
I mean, it's
12 snowed. O'clock, it was snowing.
Yeah, but it was nice. So then now it's really wet and raining, and it's going to freeze overnight, and then it's going to be icy. But
there's already ice on the ground. So if you're walking, look at the ground.
Yeah, PSA number one of the night. Be careful.
Be careful.
Around.
Don't drive unless you really want to.
and don't worry, all you fans of PSAs, because as it was my duty, as I am vice general manager here, I had to print out some new public service announcements for the station. So we got some new ones to choose from. In fact, there's a really fun one that, to tease it now, we're gonna do it later. It's a little bit of a script between two dads, and Alex and I are going to play the dads, and he is just finding out about this right now.
Yeah, that's well, I've always kind of wanted to be an actor. I wouldn't say it's my prime skill, but I think I can handle it.
So everyone look forward to that. Let's keep it going with the music. Up next, we have a song by my favorite band, 21 Pilots.
Favorite band.
Yes.
Alex. Yeah. Okay. Well, I was repeating it like a chorus to add emphasis to your words.
You're like my hype man. You're just repeating.
Yeah.
It. Just add a little bit back. This is from the newest album, Trench.
Get it.
This is probably grown to being one of my favorite songs.
Scrap.
Trench. Yep. And it is called "Cut My Lip." They just started doing this one live. I saw them on tour. Last October, they didn't do this one live then, but they just brought this one out. So,
all right, the album art is very poppy. It's black. It's a black bird, maybe like a raven or something, with a yellow background.
It's a vulture.
Very weird. Very weird.
Bye.
We're live.
What'd you think of that, Alex?
It was very, very chill. Very, very chill. Maybe a little bit too chill.
Too chill?
Well, I don't know. It was, you know, not exactly my tune of music, I'd say.
All right. But, so what we got next, Alex? What is your
Well, tune of music? We have A Different Age by Current Joys. This is currently actually, turn my headphone volume so I can hear us talk better. Might be my favorite band right now. I saw them live last Thursday. It's loud.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very deaf right now too. But I saw them live last Thursday at Market Hotel in Bushwick, Brooklyn. It was the best live show I've ever been to.
Really? Why is that?
Well, I think the vibe was right. Like, people were moshing, surprisingly, because a lot of the music is a little bit more chill unless you're, like, really, like, into it. And then I talked to a girl. That was fun.
Oh.
I should have asked her to dance.
Is that why you named our show Love is in the Air?
Maybe, just so I could tell this story about me talking to this random girl I'll never see again.
Oh, you didn't get her number or anything?
What?
You didn't get her number or anything?
No. I should have been like, hey, you want to, like, stand here awkwardly next to each other instead of you standing behind me. But I didn't have the guts. It was, you know, it's like biggest mistake of last week, I would say. Also, we should have left when she left because we missed the last train home. And so I had to spend the night in New York City.
Oh, did you stay like a hotel or something? You just kind of...
I slept on my brother's floor, and he almost didn't let us know. He was like, no, you can't. And then his girlfriend yelled at him, so we got to stay.
Your brother was in Brooklyn?
No, in Manhattan.
Oh, nice.
Like 83rd Street. Right. I don't know if that means anything. up there a little. Yeah, and he has a tiny New York-style apartment where it's like two rooms. And we slept on a tiny rug. And it wasn't exactly... I slept great because I was super tired, but it was definitely the next day I could feel it. What about you? You have any getting stuck in the city stories?
Stuck in the city stories? No, not really.
Not really?
No.
All right. Well, I tried to include you in
Sorry
my storytelling.
Sorry to be a disappointment there. Never been stuck in the city.
Well, it's okay. Well... Why don't we give the people what they're really here for, which is the best song they'll hear all day.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome back. That was A Different Age by Current Joys. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah.
I currently enjoyed that. Brings me current joy. You know what I'm saying?
I actually made that joke this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's okay.
Well, we're on the same page here.
Yeah, we're on the same page. Also, fun fact, my headphones weren't plugged in. That's why I had no idea what Matt Gerber was saying. And I was like, I guess I just can't hear Matt Gerber right now.
All right. So thank you for patiently waiting. We're going to do the PSA now. So now we only have one copy of this, so we got to kind of... Here, I'll take my mic out.
I'll also move my mic over.
So now there's three characters in this. So I'll be playing both Kid 1, who is age 8, and Dad 1, who they don't give an age. They don't tell you how old the dad
is. Yeah, is he a mid-age crisis? Maybe a young dad? Maybe 24? Had a kid at 18?
It's like when you get those Christmas cards in the mail, and they're like, you know, from like families, and they're like, oh, you know, here's little Joey. Joey's 3 now, but then it doesn't say how old the parents are, and I think it's like at what age do you...
What age should I have kids so my family looks like this? Also, why do you get to be Kid 1? I feel like you might have a more gravelly voice than me and might be a...
All right, so you could be... It says Kid 1. There's only one kid, so I don't know why it's Kid 1.
Well, but he says two lines.
Yeah.
Well...
All right, so you be Kid 1. I'll be the narrator, because there's... So it says... This is, by the way, this is sponsored by the USDA.
United States.
Department of Agriculture, I think.
Agriculture, yeah.
Buy
your corn.
And this one is called, Is It Done Yet? So it's about food thermometer use. Okay, so to set the scene here, there are outdoor sounds, birds, etc. There's also sounds of a cookout. Meat sizzling on the grill. Okay, Kid 1 says.
All right, Kid 1. Dad, we're starved. Is the food done yet?
Okay, now I'm Dad 1, and Alex is Dad 2. Let me check. Almost, Josh.
Russ, come on. Serve up those burgers. Look how brown they are.
Mike, you can't tell if they're safe to eat by the color of the meat.
Hey, is that a meat thermometer? It looks like one of those kids' video games.
It's digital. You can set it, and it beeps when the meat is perfectly cooked.
Leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology in town.
You better believe it when it comes to keeping our kids safe.
Good point. Where can I get one of those?
Supermarket, department store, online. You don't need a fancy thermometer. Just one that works.
No way. You're not having all the fun. I'm getting one of those. do they come with ringtones?
No, and then kid one comes back again.
No, yet. You have to say, Dad, is it... that's this kid. Kid 1. Dad, is it done yet? Oh, yeah, I got to do a kid voice, but whatever. It's okay.
160 degrees, perfectly cooked, perfectly safe. And then the announcer says, you can't tell by looking. Use a food thermometer to be sure. For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov.
That is isitdoneyet.gov.
There you go. Thanks for sticking with us through that. Now, you know what the thing I don't understand about this is? They give the characters names in the dialogue, and yet it just says Dad 1 and Dad 2 and Kid 1, but they give them names.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe it's just so you can better do your voice, so you can do a dad voice, which neither of us was doing. I feel like both of our voice acting was a little weak, and I'm sorry to the USDA and their corn that we let them down.
So we have a whole new... bunch of PSAs. We lost the PSA book from last semester, so I had to go print out some more. So we got some new ones coming out, so stay tuned next week. Mm-hmm. Now back to the music.
Well, quick question. Right. Where can someone, if they want to look at these PSAs, where can they find them?
This one in particular, you can go on www.isitdoneyet.gov, or you can do what I did in the library last week. Go on Google, and type in radio PSAs, print out the first five ones you see, and call it a day.
All right, that's it. Our vice general manager, which is basically like a vice president,
sure,
Googles to get his PSAs. So you can too.
Yeah, and we also have CDs. They send us some stuff too. So
yeah. Well, why don't you give us an introduction to this next song?
All right, so we are 30 minutes into our show. This is our fourth song.
Yeah, we're going a little slow tonight.
But it's good. No, it's good. This next song, it's kind of different. It's by the 1975. It's from their new album.
You played them last semester, right?
I did, yeah. This is from their album, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships, which came out the end of last year.
Ooh.
Which is probably one of my favorite albums of the year. It's really good. And this song is called I Like America and America Likes Me. If you don't know the 1975, they're from the UK, so.
A little British.
Yeah, but they're pretty big here in the US too, so.
Uh-huh.
And apparently they like us as well. So
they're like us.
No, they like us.
Oh, they like us.
They like America.
Oh, okay.
America likes them.
Well, it could be ironic. Well, I guess facetious. 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 I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Facetious.
Facetious.
There you go.
That's the word. You know, take Matt Gerber's words with a grain of salt. Also, you ever used Tinder before?
Have I used Tinder?
Yeah.
In the past, yes.
Yes. You have?
Yes.
I kind of want to hear more.
That's pretty much all you're going to hear, Alex.
Okay. Well, that was a little bit of a letdown, but we'll let you get back to the music, because that's really what you're here for, and not my terrible jokes, or Matt Gerber's inability to talk about Tinder, because he's embarrassed. Matt Gerber, we're in the radio.
Once again, that was I Like America and America Likes Me by the 1975. Not just 1975, the 1975.
Oh, also, I forgot to log that song.
Yeah.
It's logged now.
This is Alex's first and probably last week. No, I'm sorry. This is his first week on the board, so.
Well, when I had my radio show my sophomore year, that would only show up to every other week, even though it was supposed to be every week, I was actually very good at this.
All right. Well, let's just say this is your first time doing it.
All right. For the folks out there.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. Apparently, the aux cord doesn't really work well on Alex's laptop, so it kept coming out. We didn't realize it was out at the beginning of the
song. It's a little loose.
That's why there was some quiet seconds there.
Yeah. But I hope you self-reflected.
Yeah.
In those times.
Yeah.
It's always good to turn off everything and sit there and be like...
Yeah. I mean, sure. You could just turn off our show right now.
Yeah. Well, no, not our show. Like, when we're broadcasting audio, you should listen.
Yeah,
but if our show has gone quiet, definitely use that time to think about, I don't know, happy thoughts, sad thoughts, whatever you're feeling. Whatever the music has inspired inside of you.
Yeah, yeah. Where are we going next, Alex? What's our next song here?
Her and Cigarettes by Cheap Girls off their album Find Me a Drink Home. This show, we do not condone drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes, as our PSAs will probably say one day, but do not do either of those things. I'm back over checking his phone.
Just
all right. Are we good to go?
Yeah, we're good to go. You're on
thoughts?
The board, so if
that's the thing. Like with the board, I feel like you're very natural at like switching between talking mode and playing mode. Me, I don't think I have that skill yet. So
it's it's something new. I mean, I'm still not very good at it. But, yeah. Oh, but with that fade in though.
And cigarettes so much, I love her. And cigarettes so much.
All right, that was a quick one.
It's a punk songs are kind of fast. Well, that wasn't really punk, but like you get the idea.
Yeah, I like that. That was Her and Cigarettes, and it's literally just about loving her and cigarettes, and she loves cigarettes.
and they smoke cigarettes
and
together.
They smoke cigarettes, yeah.
I hope there's a little bit more to that relationship than just smoking cigarettes, because eventually you'll probably want to quit. Hopefully. You don't have to, but our PSAs should suggest.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know that I have any anti-smoking PSAs.
Huh.
We can get a few of those next week.
Yeah. But like now it's like anti-vaping. Like most people have stopped smoking and now they're juuling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good for you.
Not good for you. You don't know who's making those jewels, they're money grabbing people.
Yeah.
It's all about that free radio. We're here on WJRH. We are not sponsored. This is all free. This is coming to you free over the airwaves.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so
we are a non-for-profit radio station.
Not-for-profit.
Why you have to listen to our terrible PSAs.
Yeah. Well, and we have PSA CDs, but you don't want to listen to this.
Well, maybe next week we'll break out the CDs. They got like Alvin and the Chipmunks and fun stuff like that in there.
I've never seen those movies.
Wow. I've seen probably more of them than I'd like to admit, but I used to really like the first one when I was a kid. So.
Did you like the animated movies?
No.
Like the 3D animated?
Yeah, the live action ones with the Yeah.
Yeah. You ever watch the cartoon?
I don't think I have, actually, no.
All right. On that note. Oh, wait. Did you already introduce this song?
All right. So this next song, you might know it. You might not. It's pretty... It's trending, as the kids say these days. Ooh. It's trending right now. It is on Spotify's, chart playlist thing. Uh-huh. But anyways, this one, Mike, my brother, if you're listening, this one goes out to you.
Shout out to Mike.
Yeah, shout out to Mike. He's the one who told me about this song.
He's like Matt Gerber, but different.
Sure. this is by Billie Eilish, who, if you don't know, is a... singer, I guess, songwriter, too. I don't know if she writes her own songs. I would imagine she does. She's, like, super, like, edgy.
Ooh.
You know, and whatever, but her songs...
Like, new age edgy or, like, emo edgy?
She's kind of, like, emo edgy.
Okay.
But her songs are, like, usually pretty chill. But this one's off her new album, which is called...
Bury a Friend.
Well, no, that's the song.
No, that's the album, too. I'm looking at it right now.
No. What?
Oh, is this the single version? It's
the single, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The album has not come out yet. The album is called When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Which is a lyric in this song.
Okay.
That's
kind of deep.
Yeah.
It's like Sleep is the Cousin of Death by Tupac.
Oh, I don't know that one.
You haven't heard that?
I have not.
Oh, it's a very famous Tupac line.
Oh, okay.
Sleep is the Cousin of Death. And there's something that comes after, but I don't remember it.
So this is called Bury a Friend, it's a little dark, it's a little weird, but we hope you like it. Here it is.
Maybe we'll play Tupac one day. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? Fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class. Killing the sun, bury a friend. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt that I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass. Staple your tongue. Bury a friend. Try to wake up. Cannibal class. Killing the sun. Bury a friend. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
And welcome back. Once again, that was Bury a Friend by Billie Eilish.
Yeah, that was it was interesting.
Interesting good or interesting bad?
I don't know. Probably have to take a deeper listen just by myself to the whole album to get like the in the headspace, but
yes. Well, the album actually hasn't come out yet. It comes out the end of March.
So. End of March.
Get hyped.
Get hyped. Maybe you can pre-order it. Maybe
probably, yeah.
Pre-order. Oh, if we're talking about albums coming out.
Oh.
Also in March, a band I played. Never mind. I didn't play them. Oh, no. Yes, we did. Free Throw. It was our first song. And I forgot to hit the mark button, so it wasn't. I didn't see it right away. But they have an album. That song I played in the beginning, The Coroner's Dilemma, is a single, and their album is releasing sometime next month.
Cool. Yeah, a lot of good music next month. Weezer's putting out a new album, too.
Who?
Weezer.
Oh, Weezer. Yeah. They've been doing a lot of covers. I don't like their Africa cover.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan either, but it's all right.
All right. Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's a fine cover, but they're just kind of like known for it now, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's like, they're like relevant again, but because of that song, it's a little frustrating. Yeah. But
Didn't they release an album last year?
They did in 2017, yeah.
2017. That's the one with like the green monster, or the blue monster on the cover, I think?
No.
No. All right. I might be thinking about another band. But talking about another band, might not even be a band. I don't know. But next we're playing Amsterdam by Gregory Alan Isakov, which leads me to believe that he's a singular conductor of music, a producer of music. I like this song. I hope you do too.
All right.
Hitting the play button. Wrong fucking thing. Oh, I dump.
Thank you.
And we have an intruder in the studio. Oh, wait, I gotta hit pause button. Pause button. Why don't you tell us about the song that will be playing us out?
Alright, so our next and final song of the evening is by the band Walk the Moon. It's a new song by them. It's called Time Bomb. And I don't know, they haven't announced any sort of new album or anything yet, I don't think so.
It's a single?
I guess it's just a single, but they'll probably put out new stuff.
Okay.
Again.
All right. Soon, well, so. Well, no, we should delay.
What?
Just say something to delay the radio show.
All right, so our last song is Time Bomb by right. Walk the Moon. Here it is.
Also, there were a lot of gaps in the audio today. That's a fact. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that is one of our faults.
One of our faults.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, one of ours. It doesn't have to be mine. All right. Well, it is my fault. Well, yeah, it was always my fault. Actually, no, you told me. Never mind. It was all my fault.
We're making use of that dump button today, but it's okay.
The dump button was used. All right. I'm going to hit the log. I'm going to hit the play, and we're good to go. Oh, turning the aux audio back on. Oh, have a good night. The next show's on after us, and they're going to be terrible.
I can feel it. I can feel it. Hi, folks. This is Jamie with Hundo PG. We will begin our show in approximately 5 minutes. Thank you for your patience. Enjoy these next few songs.